Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. How you doing today?
Okay. I see a very complex story in the paper today. It involves the Troy police and a shooting and an internal affairs investigation. Explain what's happened here.
Brendan Lyons has worked this story since Edson Thevenin was shot by a Troy police sergeant 3 years ago. And yesterday, he obtained a report that shows an internal investigation by the Troy Police Department found that sergeant, who fatally shot Thevenin, a DWI suspect, had improperly forced Thevenin's car off the road and then later lied about that and his claim of opening fire as he was trapped between his cruiser and the suspect's vehicle. The 69-page internal affairs report was completed last year, but was never made public or acted on by the department's leaders. It recommended sustaining 4 disciplinary actions against Sergeant French, including unjustifiable use of deadly physical force and providing false testimony related to the 37-year-old Thevenin's death on April 17, 2016. The report found French used unjustifiable deadly physical force in using his police car to push Thevenin's car into a concrete barrier and then fired 2 shots at Thevenin's windshield before getting pinned by Thevenin's lurching car. That contradicts French's assertion he fired every shot after being pinned. The report was released at the behest of a federal judge who's presiding over a lawsuit filed by Thevenin's family. It was previously hidden from the public, and its details are sure to once again call into question ex-Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov's decision to put the case in front of a grand jury less than a week after the shooting, and his decision to grant French immunity, meaning French can never be prosecuted for what happened that morning.
Quite a story. We'll keep our eyes on it. The other story we have here is about a father and son, sudden loss of health insurance, apparently over an unpaid $20 bill.
Yeah, this is a heartbreaking story Bethany Bump worked on. A local father uses cruel and indifferent to describe the healthcare system and says it's partly culpable in the suicide death of his son. Just 2 weeks before his April death in the Hudson River, Daniel DeNoyers was forced to stop taking antipsychotic medication he'd been using for more than a decade because his insurance had lapsed, and he couldn't afford the monthly $250 out-of-pocket expense. His insurer, Fidelis Care, discontinued his coverage over failure to pay an outstanding $20 premium, according to documents shared with the Times Union. Mr. DeNoyer's father, Scott DeNoyer, said his son didn't even know he had lost insurance until he tried to fill his prescription and learned he lost his coverage. The disputed bill was just $20, and it had been mailed to DeNoyer's old address.
Oof.
Yeah, killer.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Albany Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. There's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave.